All right, back here in the Radio Hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Mostly sunny and 60 now that some of the smoke has moved out. But you know what? The smoke's moved out. Guess who's moved in? Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd take you over the smoke any day. A little thick when I got here this morning. Holy smoke.
Are you saying we have a lot of hot air?
I'm not saying that at all. I am not saying that at all. Well, Steve, we always start with numbers. You're our numbers guy.
Yeah, the numbers are not what I'd call good. They're just pretty heavy towards that 7% range.
Now, is that messing with the pricing? I know you mentioned that, too. Is that kind of having an effect?
I think sellers need to have a really good hard talk with their realtor, about pricing right now. Because, it seems like in the market, with my experience right now, it's, if it's under $200,000, it seems like it's still going pretty good.
Right.
If it's over that mark, I think you need to have a conversation. We all want what we were getting 2 years ago for housing, but since the rates have gone up, it's just not happening like it was.
Right. And for that, again, we've been hitting on this too. Local realtors are the best because you got to have somebody you can trust. Sherry, we talked about that last week too, and trust is a huge component in this.
It really is. And I mean, that's, your biggest possession for the most part.
Right.
And, we understand the market. We understand where the pricings should be. You just don't want to take a shot in the dark at prices. So use your realtors. They'll get you the accurate numbers.
Well, and that shoots it back to Steve, because you've been doing this a while too. How have relationships changed as far as buyers and sellers? Have you noticed a change in relationships between realtors and the people you're working with?
Yeah, especially me getting older. it's about that thing they hold in their hand and look at every day. Mm-hmm. It's everything online, and it's just not the way it used to be. And right. You had to go to your realtor to get information.
That's a good point. Yeah.
They don't have to anymore. They can go online, one of the things I will say, though, is, as much as we try to take care of the consumer and feed information, there's so much with Realtor.com and Zillow nowadays. And people go on there to look and find their properties. And that's just the way it is. But what's happening is, the realtors can buy to have their name show up on a listing. So if one of my listings pops up on there, there may be a picture up in the corner, and they think they're calling the listing agent, and they're not.
I was going to say, how accurate is this? I mean, and probably for the most part it is, but I'm sure there's cracks there too.
Well, the information, I think, is fairly accurate. It's just about who you think you're calling. You think you're calling the listing agent because their picture is on that listing, and they're not. They're calling somebody who bought the right to have that pop in there.
And, that's a little frightening.
Well, it's deceiving a little bit.
It is.
You think you're going to get the information for the guy that listed the house, and in truth, you're not. And it's just one of those things, and that's the way it is out there. So, for the realtors out there that, want the information to get out there and have them call you because it is your listing, mm-hmm. it's really not happening that way.
Boy, I tell you what, I would not be comfortable with that. That's why I would just kind of walk in your door down there at Action Realty and look at you face to face and go, let's talk.
Absolutely. And that's what we believe too. We know the market. We understand the market. We're not dishing out thousands of dollars a month to have our picture on that Realtor.com or Zillow site. We're here for the public, and we're a phone call or a doorstep away.
Well, and I'm thinking too, with that being the biggest investment you're going to make in your life, you'd probably want somebody you could trust and not just leave it up to the technology side.
Exactly.
I hate to say that. I'm probably in the minority now, but I just think that makes more sense.
We think it makes a huge amount of sense, because we understand not only the markets, but we know the community. Mm-hmm. We know the schools. We have contacts with contractors, plumbers, electricians, you name it. We're kind of in the middle of all of it, so we put people together and connect.
Is it always been that way? Or is that just something like that's happened maybe in the last decade, when you're pulling in, like you say, you've got You know, you've got contractors and people that are that you're tied to. Has that always been like that in real estate?
Well, I think each of us realtors always have those connections because, you know, an appraisal could come in and there has to be a repair or an improvement done to a property. So we call those connections so they can get in and get the work done for us ASAP because a lot of times it's a time crunch and we may need something fixed within a day and they're good about getting that done for us.
Steve, how's your golf game? We're going to wrap it up with that.
Depends on which day you're with me. But
that's how it works?
Yeah, okay. I guess. Some days are better than others, like everything else.
Right. Yeah, that's life. I always say golf's a lot like life. You know, some days you can... some days you can hit it, and then other days, no. I'm usually in the woods. Folks, thanks so much for stopping by. Hey, I tell you what, go with realtors you trust, local realtors, and just stop into Action Realty. Right here on Dakota Avenue, what's your phone number?
642-4700.
All right. Folks, great to talk with you, as always.
Thanks,
kind of makes my Tuesday.
Have a good one, Bill.
You too. It's 912, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above.